Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program, Sharing Jesus Effectively, don't forget effectively, with Muslims. I want to continue our thoughts from last program, helping our Muslim friends to realize, my Muslim friend, you need to become spiritually alive because of our sinful nature and our individual sins. We are spiritually dead and separated from God, all of us. Jesus declared in the gospel, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." My Muslim friend, Jesus has the power to give you spiritual and eternal life, to give anyone, all those who believe in him and follow him, Jesus will give them spiritual and eternal life. The gospel declares, we read that very clearly in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, "For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive." I love it. As in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. And we give Muslims illustrations because Muslims understand the biblical truth easier through parables and the stories and the illustrations. So we say, as an electric light bulb becomes full of light and useful when it is connected with electrical power, my Muslim friend, you will become full of life when you put your faith in Jesus Christ as your Savior. You will start becoming able to connect with God, and you will start fulfilling the purpose for which you were created. Okay, and we need to explain to our Muslim friend what is born again means. All you need to do is to believe that Jesus died on the cross to pay the penalty for all your sins and to repent, to decide not to live in sin anymore. I had the pleasure, I was going to Costco to buy a few things for my wife, my favorite store, and I tried to talk to the guy that works in the eyeglasses as much as I can. He adjusted my reading glass, and I had the pleasure a couple of days ago to explain to him what is born again means. And I told him, "Can you take 5 minutes and let's get outside of the store and you can repent and put your faith in Jesus?" And he said yes, and he became born again. My wife yelled at me for being late. I told her, "Oh, if you know what happened, you will not be yelling at me." Anyway, the moment you invite Jesus to come into your life, he will enter your life through his Spirit, and you will be born again. Jesus said, "I stand at the door of your heart, and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in." Revelation 3, verse 20. I love it. A miracle will happen to you, my Muslim friend, when you repent, tell God, "I don't want to live in sin anymore," and when you invite Jesus to come into your life and to put your faith that Jesus paid the penalty for all of your sins. To become born again means you are newly created in your heart and transformed in the very depth of your being. The Holy Spirit comes to dwell within you and gives you many spiritual blessings. He gives you a new heart with new affections and desires, new power, and a new destination. You develop a new view of people around you. If you are just tuning in, we are talking about sharing Jesus effectively with Muslims. You develop a new view of people around you and a new nature and a new purpose. The Bible declares, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, new creation. You know, Sam, the man working for Costco, told me, I tried to talk with God. I don't know what happened. I just couldn't. I told him, yes, because you need the Holy Spirit within you, dwelling in your spirit and in your heart, to motivate you and to enable you to connect with God and to do the things that God wants you to do and to hear God's voice. He was so happy. He said, yes, I need that. So my Muslim friend, Adam was the head of the old creation, but Christ is the head of the new creation. Certainly, you will enjoy an unimaginable inner peace which fills your innermost being when you are born again. My Muslim friend, you need to be born again so you can become spiritually alive. The Bible teaches that God is concerned about our hearts, my Muslim friend, to change your heart, to change you in the depth of your being. The Bible is not focusing on rituals, my Muslim friend. When you're becoming a Christian, is not that you will practice different rituals and traditions. No. Jesus even quoted Isaiah's prophecy in Matthew 15. These people, you know, the religious Jews, especially the leaders, honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are merely human rules. My Muslim friend, all these religious duties that you practice will not make you spiritually alive. Let me share with you an example of two men attempting to get close to God. One man performs all the rituals he learned from his religious teachers. He memorizes and utters all the prescribed prayers, bows down with proper body movements. So many religious people do. They bow down, they wash their hands for cleansing. And many religious, even nominal Christians, try to approach God certain way in certain days with certain fasting and the prescribed prayers, Muslims and the religious, non-Christian people. And they are doing that, but they are keeping sin in their heart. Compare that with another man who was never taught the prescribed rituals or prayers, but he recognizes his sins and humbly asks God with all his heart to forgive him and guide him, and he put his faith in Jesus as his savior from paying the penalty for his sins. According to the Bible, God would surely hear and answer the prayer of the second man. Please join me for more as we continue in a moment.
You're listening to Sammy Tanago, founder and president of Glad News for Muslims Ministry. Sammy's calling is one, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims, and two, to equip Christians to do the same. The value of a ministry is in the eternal fruits God has enabled the ministry to produce. The proof is in the changed lives. God has been using the messages He inspires Sammy to share to equip His Christian audience. God has also been using the book titled, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, which He guided Sammy to write to equip Christians and to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. We encourage you to examine the evidence on our website, gladnewsministry.com. Again, you'll find Sammy's book, videos, contact information for inviting Sammy as a guest speaker, and more at gladnewsministry.com. And please, as God guides you, let others know about our unique ministry and radio programs. Now, once again, here's Sammy.
We tell Muslims, according to the Bible, repentance in Arabic means Toba, T-O-B-A, is making a decision and a commitment to forsake all sins, which is anything I know that God does not want me to do, and to submit to God's will. It's important we let our Muslim friends know that in order to have a relationship with God, it starts with Toba, repentance. God, I don't want to live far from You. I want to do what You want me to do in my life. Repentance involves humbling self, confessing unworthiness. God, I am not worthy to have a relationship with You. I'm not worthy to approach You. But God, I believe in Your mercy and in Your grace that You will give me when I put my faith in Jesus Christ, when I approach You through Jesus Christ. The wonderful truth, my Muslim friend, is that if you believe in what Jesus Christ, He is called Al-Masih Isa in the Quran. Al-Masih Isa. When you believe that the Messiah, Al-Masih Isa, Jesus Christ, died for you, for your sins, to pay the penalty for your sins on the cross, and when you confess that you are a sinner, admit that, acknowledge that, and repent, change your direction, ask God to enable you to walk with Him, you will be born again. Born of the Spirit of God. After your new birth, you will begin to enjoy peaceful, personal, and living relationship with your Creator. You need that, my Muslim friend, if you are serious in desiring the right relationship with God. My dear Muslim friend, God wants you to take a step of faith. Take a step of faith and decide in your heart and declare with your mouth to God that you believe and rely on Jesus' death on the cross to pay the penalty for all of your sins. This decision is as simple as trusting a chair to hold you, hold your weight when you sit upon it. When you put your faith in Jesus for the forgiveness of your sin, not in yourself, not in your works, not in religious rituals or anything else, just put your faith in Jesus alone, you will experience God's forgiveness and enjoy amazing rest. You will enjoy God's forgiveness in your heart, and enjoy peace with God. True believers and followers of Christ are people who have experienced a new birth. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to Sharing Jesus Effectively with Muslims. Note, my Muslim friend, that many people claim to be Christians. Maybe you met so many people like that. they have Christian parents or received a Christian education, or were born in a supposedly Christian nation, or accept Christianity even as a good religion. They might even be attending a church and trying to do good works and agree with Christian beliefs intellectually. However, my Muslim friends, none of those things can make someone a true follower of Christ. None of those things I mentioned to you can make someone a genuine Christian. Only those people who experience the new birth become true followers of Jesus Christ. Only those people who became born again, born of the Spirit of God, are genuine believers and followers of Christ. The evidence of the new birth, how do you know that someone is born again? The evidence is the presence of the Holy Spirit within that person's heart and soul, confirming to this person that he is God's child. Very important, my Muslim friend. We're talking now about an experience, a miracle will happen to you personally, and you will experience it within your heart and soul when you put your faith in Jesus Christ, that he died on your behalf to pay the penalty for all the sins that you committed. What a loving God. He showed us mercy through Jesus Christ. Because of Jesus, we can actually trade judgment for forgiveness. We can trade our sin for the righteousness of Jesus Christ. The Bible declares, my Muslim friend, as for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. I just read to you from our Holy Bible, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 to 5. Again, I am quoting the word of God. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, this is the mercy of God, my Muslim friend, manifested through Jesus. God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. My Muslim friend, it's interesting to notice that even the Quran states that Jesus is a mercy from God. And let me quote to you one verse in Surah 19, verse 21. I am quoting, and we wish to appoint him, appoint Jesus, a mercy from us. My Muslim friend, Jesus reconciles us to God forever. And I will finish this topic next program. But before we run out of time, let's pray. This is the most important thing we can do, is to approach God. God, we approach you through faith in Jesus Christ, whom you sent to pay the penalty for our sins. God, we repent. We don't want to live in sin anymore. We want to live with you. God, forgive us for living far from you. Forgive us, God, for keeping things in our heart and in our mind, in our lives that are not pleasing to you. God, today we put our faith in Jesus. that he died on the cross to pay the penalty for our sins so we don't have to pay it. God, we love you because you first loved us. And we ask you to use us to help multitudes of people, multitudes of Muslims, enjoy your love and your salvation. Equip us, God. Equip our fellowships, your church, to share Jesus effectively with millions of Muslims. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. My Muslim friend, I invite you right now to believe the good news in the gospel that God gave you. He loves you. He came in the person of Jesus Christ, and he paid the penalty for your sins. My friend, pray this prayer after me if you mean it from your heart. God, thank you for loving me. Thank you for Jesus. Jesus, I believe in you. I believe you are my only savior from the consequences of my sin. Jesus, come into my heart. Make me a child of God. I repent of my sins. God, I don't want to live in sin anymore. I don't want to continue doing wrong things anymore. God, I believe that you sacrificed of yourself for me because you loved me. God, I believe in Jesus. Forgive me. Make me your child. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. My friend, if you prayed this prayer, contact me. Would love to send you some free materials. Maybe guide you to a church close to where you live.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. Mm-hmm. And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sami Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. Thank you for listening. The phone number we share is my personal number, and I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. That number, once again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sami Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sami, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.